Good evening. I'm Eric A. Sinani, and this is Unplugged, where we strip away the noise, confront the truth, and defend the principles that make America great. Thank you again for another evening here at the Hostile Zone. That's my other show. Here on Unplugged, we welcome every viewer and listener. This nation has always been tested at the point where power meets the people. And we know that. It happens on a daily basis, whether it be in the courtrooms or on our very streets that we walk every day and in our communities. Justice is not measured on paper by promises, but it is what happens in real times. And when extraordinary citizens face extraordinary challenges, that is the moment of true greatness. For too long, the poor, the forgotten, and the returning citizen who has paid their debt, but then to be denied a future, stood alone. But this ends, and it ends now. They were voiceless, unseen, and written off by so many. That is not justice. That is not my America. That is not your America. And that is definitely not the America of our guest tonight. But tonight, we're going to be highlighting a different story, a story of faith turned into action, a story of leadership that builds bridges instead of building walls, a story of true patriotism lived out by not just slogans and speech, but by honest acts of good faith and heart, with sacrifice and service by putting yourself on the front lines. And for that, this is more of a move for me on this particular guest. It is personal. Since 1998, I've had the distinct honor of working alongside tonight's guest in so many different capacities that I've been engaged. For nearly three decades, we have shared the same mission to stand for the voiceless and to fight for the forgotten and to defend the freedom where it matters the most. We have not always aligned on political philosophies. Matter of fact, we probably are the most polar opposites in every aspect of our life, except for one principle. We both carry honor and both God. It's been so many years that we've worked together, and we truly are probably polar opposites in so many areas, but we believe in a couple things that are at our core principle. Number one, you are born with honor, and you must maintain that honor. Your word is your word. Number two, we are both spiritual. Him, very much spiritual in every practice of his life. Me, I went to Catholic school. I don't hide that. I pray to God, and we both believe in a higher being, and we both believe in a calling and doing what is right. And regardless of everything else that we're polar on, those two main principles are why we have been standing side by side since 1998. This is not about politics, folks. This is about justice. It's about justice. It's about America. And tonight, we're going to fight for it. So let me tell you a little bit about tonight's guest. We had him on the Hostile Zone the other night. His name is Reverend Dr. Joseph T. Robinson, Jr. That's my guest tonight. I met him in 1998 in Paterson, New Jersey. Let me give you a little bit of information on our guest. He holds a Doctor of Divinity, a BA. He's a pastor, an entrepreneur, and one of the most visionary leaders in faith-based justice reform that I personally ever had the honor and privilege to meet. He was born in New York City. He's the second of nine children. Dr. Robinson built his life on faith, family, and services. And I can attest, first and foremost, I've seen it, I've been part of it, and I'm honored to know him and to be friends with him and to stand with him yet again. He earned a Bachelor of Administration from New Jersey State College and his theology degree from Jameson University. In 1996, he founded Pilgrimage Outreach, Inc., a faith-based human services agency that delivered education, counseling, housing, entrepreneurship support to underserved youth and adults, especially those returning from incarceration. And that, my friends, right there on that part, Pilgrimage Outreach, was where we came together. I working at the government level, working with him as a community provider, putting what it is that I was behind and what I could do at the government and what he could do for the people. So today, his leadership extends across three groundbreaking initiatives. The New Life Legal Center in Paterson, New Jersey, of which I am honored to have been named a part of that organization, we'll discuss further, ensuring that low-income defendants have equal access to legal defense. Very important. You know that if you watch any of my shows or listen to me or read any of my writings, the Constitution, it's in this book right here, folks, the United States Constitution. Your amendments are first and foremost, and I applaud him for that, and I am honored to be a part of that. The new entry building bridges model in North Carolina, reframing re-entry into new entry with job training, transitional housing, and focus on even engaging in green industries. And lastly, the People's Police Academy, which is going to be part of Medgar's Evers College, bringing police, youth, and faith leaders and the community stakeholders together to co-create solutions for public safety. Now, I announced on my last show that we are partnered here with both of my shows with Attorney Shield, and Attorney Shield is proud to announce that we together with Attorney Shield will be supporting these programs. Folks, if you're driving in a car and the red lights pop on behind you, you need Attorney Shield. For a low monthly fee or a low yearly fee, it could be yourself or your entire family. You have access to a licensed attorney within 15 to 30 seconds on your phone for every government and police interaction. Unlimited usage, guaranteed automatically on the spot. It is an amazing program. I'm happy that we are a part of that program and we work with them. And I am even more happy that they are going to assist Reverend Robinson in his things that we're going to talk about tonight. But he is more than a pastor. He's more than an advocate. He is a man who's turned a vision and brought it to the institutions and said, you must do this to restore dignity and rebuild communities and redefine what justice really is. Dr. Robinson has my personal pride and honor, really does, truly, truly does, to welcome him to the show. After all of these years, we remain brothers in so many ways, and we are on the front line in so many ways. Rose, bring Joe Robinson into the show. Hey, Joe, how are you? Oh, we got to unmute him. Hold on, Joe. Are you good to talk, Joe? You muted yourself. All right, pause. Joe, Reverend Robinson, Dr. Robinson, I'm going to call you Joe. Welcome again to the show.
Thank you for having me.
What a pleasure, man. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Tell the folks a little bit about yourself. You and I go way back. Crazy way back. So I'm excited to talk about it.
Well, I'm just a community service provider. I'm retired now, but I'm training a lot of new and upcoming nonprofit developers. But I specialize in reentry services, which through ministry we call new entry services.
Right.
And that's what my partners through Mega Evers Universe, who has just created the People's Police Academy.
Where is that located?
In New York. Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
And we're launching the chapter for New Jersey out of Paterson in Passaic County.
I'm very interested in getting involved in that.
Yeah. Well, that's a part of the legal clinic.
All right. Yeah, that sounds great. I have all this information in the episode too, the links and stuff. Whatnot.
Okay.
So you and I have known each other since 1998, Joe.
Long time.
I'm proud to stand with you again. We've been through it and back. And like I said in the beginning, we don't stand on the same political lines on a lot of issues. Obviously, we don't come from the same background. Probably not on the same socioeconomic platform. But we could not stand stronger as friends, and we could not stand stronger in what it is that we can do together. And whatever my strengths are your weaknesses, and my weaknesses are your strengths. And that is to the benefit of so many people that we both work together with. Check it out. So, Rev, how we're going to do this is we're going to do some discussion questions. Unlike the other show you're on, it's just you and me. and we'll talk. All right.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to call you Joe instead of Rev or Doc or any of that stuff. Okay. Joe, your Legal Center's mission is to give voice to the voiceless. Why is equal representation for low-income defendants, thank you, the cornerstone of real justice?
Well, number one, and not to say that every public defender is a sellout.
Right. We've all heard the saying public pretender.
Pretender.
We're not calling it that. But they do get the paycheck from the same.
But
it all does say the same. Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Right.
But we know that people really need somebody who's going to stand for their well-being and for their freedom.
Right.
And so that's why we developed this model as a faith-based legal clinic. And we have paralegals who have done a lot of work for some of the top attorneys in the state of New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania.
And you announced on the other show that I've been named to the board and named with as an ambassador position. But you know, I'm going to roll up my sleeves and get involved. We brought Attorney Shield to the table to offer services to the clients and to offer funding to your program. I spoke with relevant ranking people in New Jersey government over the past day or two about the program and how many are quite excited about it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, some are unhappy that you and I are working together again, only because, we don't allow things to happen that shouldn't happen, and we'll call it out, right? We call a spade a spade. So I'm happy when they're unhappy that we're going to do something, because you know that I know that you are always caring and good for the people, and I know that I am. So when somebody's unhappy that we're going to do something, it's just because that you're doing something probably that they shouldn't be, or they're not working to the maximum level that they should be. You know that we're going to be the one that's going to make that happen. They know that we're going to be the one to do that. So that's always a good thing. So this is up and moving right now, as I understand. I understand there'll be a brand new website live within the next 24 hours. It's fully operational as of now, right?
Yeah, the services are available now.
There are current cases. How does somebody, if they wanted to right now, if they're listening to this tonight on the radio or watching it, where can they reach out to get help?
704-819-7897.
Okay. And can they text and call?
They can text and call.
All right. Wonderful. Also, if you're out there, folks, and you can reach out to Eric at ericandrewsonati.com through the show. And I can refer you over if you have an issue of confidentiality or whatever you're concerned. You know, you can always trust we're a known source here. And I'm happy to refer it over. Okay, good. Do you have an email too, otherwise?
Yeah, jrobinson243
okay.
243@gmail.com.
Right, and I believe when the new website is live, there'll be another email as well. I know that since I'm on the board, this was something we were talking about today, and I know it's going to happen tonight. So, Reverend, I got a question for you too. You've argued that returning citizens have never been fully integrated back into society to begin their journey. And this is something we both agreed on all our years, right?
Mm-hmm.
But why do you call it new entry, NU-entry, rather than re-entry? And what does the distinction mean to you? And what should it mean to those that hear and see it?
Well, scripture says, any man walking in Christ is a new creature.
Right.
Old things have passed away. So re means redo.
Redo
the criminal acts that caused me to be removed from my community, from my family.
You blew the epiphany on mine. It's a rebirth. Is it what you mean? It's like a new birth.
Is
I like it.
New entry.
That is wonderful. That really is. You know, that really is. And we, I just figured that out right now with you.
We did a whole course training at Passaic Community College and at Megas University for new entry training. We trained several of Passaic County criminal court personnel. We trained Passaic County's probation and parole department.
Right.
Passaic County's drug court personnel.
And you know, I was part of it. And if you remember originally, I was on the original committee that helped build the first drug court in Passaic County.
Exactly. And I brought, and it was Dr. Alan Goodwin from Florida who brought the concept to New Jersey.
And I remember I went out to the county sent me out to San Francisco and other places to go train nationwide on how we can implement this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yep. I am so excited that we're going to do some stuff together.
You remember Dr. Alan Goodwin?
I do. I remember. Yeah.
He was the one that designed the model.
He actually spoke at one of those conferences we went to.
Exactly.
That's fascinating stuff. I'm so excited. I'm so very excited. You know, I want to take a moment to tip my hat to you because you have been doing so much stuff for so many people for so many years. I applaud that. But I also want to thank you for your stewardship, friendship, and mentorship to me over all these years.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah, because it's meant a lot. And I'm thrilled to push forward with this process. Amen. So let's talk about the Building Bridges program, okay? The Building Bridges program prepares individuals for 6 months to a year before release from whatever incarceration or facility they might be in. This would include education, job readiness, and mentorship, which we know mentorship is such an important piece. It really is. How does this change the outcomes compared to traditional reentry programs and efforts that generally we know are not always so successful?
Well, it's an authentic approach. You get the invite, the invitation from the individual who's reentering society after serving his or her life behind prison walls 5, 10, 15 years.
Yep.
Once you build that rapport with them on a spiritual foundation, and an individual relationship to say, "I'm a helper for you. I'm not going to do it for you, but I'll assist you. I'll show you how to do it.
Right?
How to get it done.
What is it? And, give a man a rod and reel and teach him to fish. He eats for life.
That's right. Rather than giving them a piece of fish." Sandwich yep. right then and there.
Yep. He eats for today and he comes back to you begging for tomorrow.
Exactly.
Right. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. How many cases do you currently have open in this stuff right now?
In Jersey?
Yeah.
Reentry, none. Immigration, quite a few, but I don't know those numbers. That's Malcolm and Jose.
Now, I spoke with somebody from New Jersey today that they are looking for reentry services, and I want to do that offline with you, but I spoke with
them. One of your old comrades.
Who? Yeah, Jim, I hope.
Jim McGreevy.
I knew you. That's exactly who I, yes. Jim McGreevy. He's also running for mayor in Jersey City.
In Jersey City.
And he runs the reentry program, and we did speak about that. That's literally what one of the conversations I had today.
Yeah.
Have you personally reached out to Jim yet or no? Former Governor McGreevy?
When Jim first came home from his incident.
Yeah. And you know, he's got, I'll give him this. We're not on the same political spectrum, but he's a pretty resilient guy. Mm-hmm. He got a beat down in every possible way he could have.
Well, when he came home, before he opened up the site in Jersey City that he made his headquarters before the board did what they did to him.
Right.
Well, anyway, he invited me there to establish a collaboration. And so we did. But, you know, that's as far as it went. He wanted to take some pictures, wanted to shake hands.
Well, he is running for Jersey City mayor now, so maybe we can make that connection. We'll talk in the green room after about that.
All right.
I'm going to move into your next area that I think is really interesting, and I'm glad that it's involved with the legal clinic, and I really, you know that I'm a professor and instructor in a lot of areas, so this one really excited me. The People's Police Academy brings law enforcement, residents, and faith leaders into the same room to design community safety strategies. How has that changed relationships between the police and the people they serve? And I'm hoping, being I'm on the board, I can heavily get involved in this piece. This one would mean a lot to me.
This is a new initiative coming to Jersey, but through our ministry, our outreach ministry.
This is out of New York City, right?
It's been successfully in Manhattan and Brooklyn.
I spoke with one of the district attorneys in Brooklyn, actually, who was telling me about it today.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me how you want to do it in New Jersey, and how we can implement this, and how I can be of assistance.
We need to get our own brick and mortar facility, and stand up our staff and operate.
Is this a 501c3 as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Are you, and it's currently partnered with a university or college right now?
Yeah, Megas Evers University.
Okay. And where are they located?
Brooklyn.
Okay. Are they
it's actually housed on the campus grounds.
Okay. I have one or two universities in mind that I think might be interested in allowing this curriculum to come through.
Okay.
So we should talk about that.
I'll get you on the line.
Are they willing
to? I need to get you on the line with the principal.
Yeah, we need definitely to do
that. Design pride.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely think we can do that. And I think Attorney Shield would like to help with that as well. And some of my other sponsors. We need to do that right away. Now, does this college that it's involved and currently working with, do they have exclusivity as a college? Because I know that might be an issue with some other universities.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think Dr. Pryor would allow himself to be locked in like that.
Okay, good, good.
When you have a global focus.
Absolutely.
Around the world. Identical. Now,
I actually communicated with a very large university that would like probably a sit down to talk about making this
Hold on 1 second.
I'm going to tell you folks about Attorney Shield. Driving in your car, lights go on behind you. All of a sudden, you're nervous. You're thinking, what did I do? What did I do? Whether you did something or not, you're worried. You're afraid. You're nervous about this potential encounter with a law enforcement officer. But if you were to have Attorney Shield, you would pick up whatever device you have, your iPhone, whatever type of phone you have, and that will be on your phone, one touch of a button, and you will have a live, on video attorney licensed by your side for the entire interaction that can do all the communications for you. And best part, folks, is it not only is it affordable, but you also, they cannot be hung up on by law enforcement. So you have to put a PIN code in to disconnect that video call. The only way that can be done is if they were to hard close your phone by holding the battery buttons down, at which point then it would be very clear and on video that happened. And then your Sixth Amendment rights to, Sixth Amendment rights in the Constitution, your right to counsel would therefore clearly be violated, as well as your 14th Amendment to due process. So I want you to head to Attorney Shield and go in, sign up for membership, and you put in promo code Sinati. You put in promo code Sinati, and you will get a discounted rate of 20% right there for an individual or a monthly, yearly, or even a family membership. And just know, by doing that, you will be helping programs similar to what Dr. Robinson is doing. But is Dr. Robinson with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, cool. So Attorney Shield. I figured while you had an audio issue, I'll throw it out there for the folks to know about it.
Good enough. Thank you.
So I talked to some a couple bigger institutions that were interested in maybe talking about that as a department for them. So, it's good that you kind of are not 100% signed with any particular institution. There are other organizations as well that are interested in. I think that can be a major, major thing that you have in front of you there that is a positive thing for everybody. Because, you know, you're not anti-government. You're not anti-law enforcement. Neither am I. None of us are. That's kind of, we'll be done with that. Don't worry, we'll be good. But that's where we are. I mean, we don't want people to think it's a negative experience. It's about a positive interaction. We support, obviously, you and I have worked with me within law enforcement, you working with together as a team in tandem. And it's a great happy mix. It's like your peanut butter and jelly, right? It's a great mix. There's a bad apple in everywhere, but it doesn't mean that we're not by any means saying that they are. So I think that these opportunities are wonderful. Tell me, what else you want to tell me about that? Are there any specific courses that you had and thought of or things that have been done?
Well, there are several courses. One is the Green Skills course.
I'm talking within this People Police Academy.
Well, that's a part of it.
Right.
I want to cover
the much of the legal on this episode since we had you on the other show. And we covered more abroad. I want to hit more of the very much legal stuff.
More of the legal, that would be Dr. Pryor and Jose and Malcolm.
Right. I definitely, if you have information for Dr. Pryor, if you could send it over to my, drop that over as a message to Generation Z keyboard over here, Rose, who's been communicating with you.
His information is in the...
In that pamphlet?
His contact information in the pamphlet.
I gotcha. I have it. Yeah, I'm
not. And when you reach out, you make sure you tell them you're reaching out as per me.
Yeah, let me open it up. I have it open right here, actually, in front of me as I'm talking. It looks wonderful here. It's a wonderful, wonderful setup here. I'm going to reach out to him actually right after, out of Brooklyn. Oh, I got the number here, the 718 area code.
Yeah.
Is that directly to him, Joe?
Directly to him.
Drop him a text and let him know that I'll be reaching out to him after the show here. Because I have a couple institutions and people in line that want to maybe do something, including Attorney Shields. All right. Wonderful. I like it. So, Joe, jumping on forward to some of our stuff here, looking into the future in general, how do you see New Life, and New Entry and the People's Police Academy scaling up nationwide? And could they become a national standard for justice reform and public safety everywhere? I think it could because of the Attorney Shield and some of these universities that we've communicated with.
And we have a retired warden of the Department of Illinois Department of Corrections, who's one of our board members. So we have a good opportunity to make this a global model.
You think if you were to drop him a message now, do you think maybe he could jump in for a quick call? We can have him on the show live for a few minutes.
Maybe shoot him a text.
Yeah, send a number over to Rose, and she'll do the text while we're talking.
She'll tell her that
Joe Robinson said to do that, and then if she'll coordinate it, and we'll bring him in if need be. So Joe, we go way back. We've been through it all, honestly, right? Tell me, what was your most, let's have some fun for the folks out here that don't know me. When you first met me and I came in there, it was a pretty high up position I came into right away. What was your first impression of me, Joe?
That you was a wild card.
Yeah. Hey, keep it real. Go for it. We're getting your buddy on the line here.
Huh?
We're killing some time while you're getting your buddy on. So tell the folks that you
were a wild card. You meant well, but you were just rough around the edges in your delivery. But you meant the children and the families who were in those systems the best. You wanted
really
to get
did.
The kids
really
that
did.
Were placed in those out-of-place homes for 90 to 180 days.
They just try calling the Red Rose.
Didn't sit well with that.
Right. So yeah, I made way.
You made them push to get those kids back home in under 30 days. Reunited with their family.
I was not,
sure that the home had furniture, food, clothing, all that stuff.
She's going to be reaching out to him right now. She's going to call him and tell him that we're on with you and that Joe Robinson said to call right now. And if you can get him on, that's great. Got to do that. Yeah. So I thought it was interesting because, I know I came out guns a-blazing, right? But, I think you were a good inspiration and a good lead. And I don't think I ever faltered from trying to fight for the most righteous and best possible.
No, outcome. You did.
And I took some kicks and beatings.
You did.
And I kept getting back up and coming back. And, mm-hmm. They are better for – a lot of people are better for it. And, you're just doing amazing things. I really am enthusiastic about this stuff. I was so happy when I got off the phone with Attorney Shield and they said, yes, we want to help.
Amen.
So happy for that. Because I personally think, and you let me know, and we talked about this on the other show, because we did have you on the Hostile Zone. I think an expungement clinic is very important. Giving
that's
people a new birth.
Yeah, that's a part of the clinic offering. Right.
And because expungements are difficult, it's a process. And if you make it a small typographical error, it gets kicked through. To be able to do this for people and be able to have it funded and taken care of. What happened? No
response.
No response. Call, just keep going until it gets through. Just keep going. Call. She's trying to
send him a text.
He said, text and keep going. I think the expungement clinic is the way to go. I think because it is expensive for people to do that and it is time consuming. And with programs like yours and the help of so many people that we have, I think we could get these out quickly and potentially get them processed rather quickly. And then these people become eligible for so many more things. They get a rebirth opportunity. Are you there, Rev? Joe? I lost your mic again. You muted yourself out, Joe. Well, Rev, I got the questions out of the way that I wanted to answer. So I kind of want to give you a minute or so to kind of close how you want before I go into my closing monologue. What say you, Joe?
Well, I remember one case that I worked with you on through the Passaic
with
County
me.
Court.
With me. Passaic
yeah,
County?
With you.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, Passaic County Court.
All right.
We went to Pennsylvania.
We took Devereaux. A couple of those.
Yeah. Okay. We went to Devereaux. They were Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Well, what a ride that was, yeah.
Yeah, and that case, I remember you ordered the release of this kid that day, and you had me call a landlord to see if they had an apartment. They did.
They were very unhappy.
You made the arrangements right there.
We drove out.
Discharged the family.
I feel I trusted in you, Joe. For the folks that don't understand, I mean, and Joe can help explain it. I ultimately had the. I hate to sound like I'm trying to brag, but I mean, Joe, I had the ability to make it happen. Right, I demanded it. They didn't want to do it. I had the flex authority, and what ultimately ended up happening, Joe, tell the story.
They sent the kid home
on
the van.
When?
That same day.
With right there on the spot.
On the spot.
Because I believed in you and I had the ability to do it. And you said to me, I have everything in the community, and this juvenile did not need to be locked up in a facility
exactly.
4 hours away from his home out of state. And exactly. Not only that, but the taxpayer of New Jersey, if I recall correctly, and I don't remember detail, but if I recall, it was like $120,000 a year we were paying to this contractor in Allentown, Pennsylvania,
Pennsylvania,
to manage our juvenile out of Passaic County, New Jersey, where we could do that for a third of the price, maybe even less than that, and keep the juvenile near their home. And we went out there. There were a lot of unhappy people that came with us, but I had government vans lined up to bust them, bring them back, and we did it that same day. They were unhappy, but we did it and we did it together as a team. And that juvenile was better for it. And we've done that several times, Joe.
Yes, we did.
We've done that several times. That's just one. I remember I flew myself to Virginia once and did the same thing.
I remember that case.
By myself. It was a sex offender. And, granted, I'm not going to give names, but he was a sex offender, but a juvenile. Mm-hmm. And he had opportunity to have a better chance. And we were spending
excuse
the same.
Excuse me.
I'll finish the story on it. We were in Virginia, and it was costing a fortune for that juvenile to be housed in that Virginia facility. So, with the assistance of Joe Robinson and others, we were able to get that particular case brought back to New Jersey as well. So, that was that trip, though. That wasn't our only trip to Pennsylvania, but that was one of them.
No.
And it was there were some unhappy participants with us.
When you came on the cart and the kayak boards, I think our visits went from once a year to like once a month or twice a month.
I didn't want to brag. I want to say 30 days. We were making sure that every case was looked at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we stopped. And then I put forward with your help, but being the justice body of it and the government body of the process.
The Juvenile Justice Commission.
Yep. To stop
the aftercare committee.
Yep. I served on with you on the aftercare parole board. We served on that together. And we saved the taxpayers a lot of money and provided wonderful services. And I think that's where you and I align, because we both cared about the youth and the family. But I very much had a responsibility to my oath and to the tax dollar. And I wanted to make sure I was able to marry that together. And you made that so very easy.
I think you did a splendid job.
No, thank you. Thank you very much. Joe, we're at a hard close. I thank you very much. Stay in the green room for a minute. We're going to call a few people. But thank you for being on tonight's show, and we'll talk again.
All right.
Dr. Reverend Joseph T. Robinson, doing wonderful things in New Jersey. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, folks, we're at a conclusion of another Unplugged. I like it. I like his little his ending story about our experience. I hate to, if I sounded that I was utilizing being, overpowerful or demanding. But you know what? I believe in doing the right thing. And I believe if you have the authority to do the right thing, then you have a duty to act on that. I took an oath in my office and I followed that oath. And with people like him, it made it easier. But what we heard here tonight is powerful. Justice cannot just survive in pieces. It requires law, faith, and community networking together as a team. The New Life Legal Center defends the voiceless. They really do. The New Life, the new entry model creates jobs, housing, and dignity. And coupled with the People's Police Academy, it brings communities together of everything that's involved in the community and helping the community as a whole work as a team for the better good of the family, for the better good of the community, and for the better good of the taxpayer. At the ultimate end of the day, the taxpayer is funding all of this. And with our budget so tight and services so tight, the best allocation of public dollars is the most important. And this is the way to do it. And I think that it's a wonderful thing. And I personally am enthused to be a part of it. So, ladies and gentlemen, freedom does not defend itself. Justice does not enforce itself, and the public safety does not create itself. They are built by citizens, leaders, pastors, and families who refuse to accept injustices as part of our everyday norm. Our Constitution belongs to you, me, and everybody else. The power belongs to the people where it belongs. And the future of our nation will be written not by the powerful and the elite, but by the people, the very people that listen and watch me. I'm Eric A. Sinani. This is Unplugged. Stay sharp, stay strong, and never, ever forget, America is the greatest nation in the world, and defense has always been our strong point. Good night, America. God bless America.